Recurring structural problems at Port Mackenzie's barge dock are adding costs to the Mat-Su Borough's already tight budget. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, port officials are puzzled as to the cause of the damage, which seems to be located in a specific area, while a series of repair jobs have not solved the problem.
Despite numerous fixes, a structural component of Port Mackenzie's barge dock keeps failing. Since the damage to an engineering brace, called a Y, was first discovered in summer of 2015, the Matanuska-Susitna Borough has spent millions of dollars on repairs to the dock. Port Director Mark Van Dongen says even after two attempts to fix the damage, work that spanned the fall of 2015 and spring of this year, another problem appeared this fall.
We had a failure in one of the new sheet piles that was installed in the April, May, June time frame in 2016. The sheet pile that connected to the new Y-W-Y-E that connects two cells, the sheet pile immediately behind the Y, which connects to a tail wall, that new sheet split, and then the new Y subsequently formed a crack in it as well.
So the new Y installed only this year has cracked again. Van Dongen blames a failure of some of the sheet pilings also installed this year. A temporary fix last year cost upwards of $40,000, but this year's temporary fix could cost more, according to Van Dongen.
October is when this first tail wall sheet split and failed. We've taken temporary action to stabilize the dock. It was only about $60,000 or $70,000 to do the temporary work that we needed to do to keep the dock together until the ice melts in the spring and we're able to do the final repair.
Van Dongen says a permanent fix scheduled for next year could cost $1.5 million. This year's temporary fix and next year's repair job are an encore performance because the initial damage to the barge dock was noted in 2015, mended in a hurry, and was presumed to be permanently repaired this year. A $2.5 million emergency loan from the borough's land management fund paid for the job. Van Dongen says the work was done for about $2.1 million. On top of that, elements of a cathodic protection system which protects piling erosion on the dock failed this year. The borough sought insurance compensation for $169,000 in costs related to the work. Van Dongen says insurance has paid that bill because the damage was discovered before the expiration of the warranty on the initial installment. Van Dongen and Mat-Su Borough Manager John Moosey both say insurance reimbursements could pay back the costs of the barge dock repairs, but those insurance payments are not certain, Moosey told the Assembly in mid-November.
Port Mackenzie, and I know we've had insurance agents out there to kind of go through. They have examined it at low tide. We're sending some more agents out there guarding the buckling of the outsides.
Moosey said more recently, there is still no word from insurance adjusters. The cause of the most recent damage, the split in the sheet piling at the barge dock, is not known. Van Dongen says he purchased the steel sheet piling from the port of Anchorage at a cost of $350,000. He says he can't say if the pilings themselves are defective without an engineer's report.
We don't know the exact cause of the problem yet until we pull the piles that have been split. Once we pull them and can study them, we can determine if perhaps we hit a rock on the way down and started a crack, or if the interlocks came apart, or we'll test the hardness of the steel on the sheet pile to see if it met specification. It might have been a deficiency in the pile itself. We won't know this until the spring when we pull the damaged sheet pile and the damaged Y.
Van Dongen says there's no warranty on the work done so far because the sheet pilings were provided by the owner, not by the contractor. Both Cruise Construction and Orion Construction have worked on repairing the port's dock problems, working under no-bid contracts. Port Director Van Dongen says seismic activity could be a factor in causing the damage, so could ice. Van Dongen says the temporary fixes are successful for a time because winter's ice holds the gravel pushing at the sheet piling in place until spring thaw. Van Dongen says he won't know for sure what next year's repair job will cost until an engineer's estimate comes in. He says the next step is to approach the Matsu Assembly for money before he can put out a bid for the job. He says with the one insurance payment banked and the remainder of the emergency money appropriated by the borough in 2015 still available, the port's budget can probably pay for the majority of next year's work. I'm Ellen Lockyer.